I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
The most controversial aspect of Drake's chart-topping track, In My Feelings, is the dangerous fad it's generated, jumping out of your car and doing a video selfie. In 2018, it's sometimes hard to see how musicians are actually responding to the crazy world we live in. But spin back 50 years. 1968 was a year of political upheavals, from the assassinations of MLK Jr. and RFK, to the seemingly endless Vietnam War, to the Paris riots and the deadly student riots in Mexico City, the Prague Spring and the tense showdown with Soviet communism. And we also know that those events fed restless creative minds. Just take what was number one in America on the Billboard charts 50 years ago, bookended by number one hits by Herb Alpert and The Doors. Hugh Masekela from South Africa hit the top of the U.S. charts in July with a free-form jam.
And we did it in about 6 minutes, you know, because it's a very simple song. You know, the bass player goes dum 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 dum, and the piano player goes da 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 da, and the guitar player goes dun 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 dun, and the drummer goes boom boom champ boom boom champ. And then Phil Ox, though, is a very good friend of mine, and he loves South African music. He held the cowbell, and I played it with two sticks. Taka 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 taka.
And that's how our late friend Hugh Masekela landed his only number one on the American charts with Grazing in the Grass 50 years ago this summer. For the rest of the show today, we wanted to take a listen to a few other chart toppers around the world from the summer of 68. Remember this? No. Over in Japan at number one, 50 years ago, this week in fact, a completely different picture, a band called The Tigers with a tune called CCC. The lyrics say things like, I'm so high, no, 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 I'm so down, I'm so blue, in Japanese and in English. Kind of a bummer, but I think you'll immediately recognize the other happy band from Liverpool they're clearly influenced by.
ABCN, ABCN, CCC.
It's a little confusing. The song is called CCC, but why does the chorus insist on four C's? Anyway, the Tigers there, they were at number one on the charts in Japan with that song for 6 weeks in 1968. By the way, CCC got bumped from the number one spot in Japan by The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. This is what was at number one in France 50 years ago, a Greek band called Aphrodite's Child with a hit that sat at number one most of the summer on the French charts. Got it? A Greek band in France with a number one in English. It's called Rain and Tears. Aphrodite's Child with their tune Rain and Tears, the number one hit on the French charts this same time 50 years ago. It also went to number one in Belgium and Italy, clearly influenced by the Procol Harum classical gas thing. And finally, let me drop you off in a place that was always innovating musically, regardless of what was going on in the world, Brazil. In 1968, the musical movement known as Tropicália was born in Brazil with a revolutionary and critically acclaimed album called Tropicália ou Panis et Circenses, Tropicália or Bread and Circuses. It was a collection of songs by a tight group of friends who would go on to become Brazil's musical elite. Gilberto Gil, Tom Zé, Caetano Veloso, Gal Costa. They released this track from their album as a single, Baby, written by Veloso and sung by Costa. It climbed to number 3 on the Brazilian charts that summer and stopped there. Doesn't matter, it's still a great song.
Você precisa saber da piscina, da margarina, da carolina, da gasolina. Você precisa saber de mim.
Playfully and proudly Brazilian. So here's the thing about these chart toppers around the globe in 1968. They were all different. Each country brought its distinct flavor and sound and artistic integrity. Sure, it was partly the time, a world and a music industry that had not yet been fully globalized. It's not like today with pop charts around the globe looking pretty monolithic. This summer in the US, France, Japan, Brazil, nothing feels very distinctive. In fact, Drake with In My Feelings and Maroon 5 with Cardi B doing Girls Like You can be found in the top 10 in all those countries, and lots of other countries too. Boring. Hey, I'm not an old man shouting at you to get off my lawn. I'm a middle-aged man. All right, back to Gal Costa.
Você precisa aprender inglês. Precisa aprender o que eu sei e o que eu não sei mais. Cidade da América do Sul, da América do Sul. Você precisa, você precisa.
We come to you from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being with us today, and have yourselves a great weekend.
Baby.